Welcome to One to One with Andy D, the podcast on everyday subjects of interest and my personal thoughts on them. It's another new day, so let's get started. Welcome to episode 3. Today's podcast is, of course, about Brexit. Yes, that dreaded word that is in everybody's head from time we get up to time we go to bed. We are hearing about Brexit, and we've been hearing about Brexit for over 3 years now. There have been calls to have a second referendum, and my problem with that is if we go down that route, then people can start calling for a third, fourth, fifth, sixth referendum, and it would just be never ending. This is the reason why the referendum is meant to be one vote, and we go by under that and we follow through. So those parties like the Liberal Democrat leader that's calling for a second referendum, I just think that's a really, really bad idea. Boris Johnson sold the idea to us that we would be saving about £350 billion a year if we came out of the EU. Looking at the Office of National Statistics website, they reckon our net contribution for 2018 was £11 billion. We had £4.5 billion funded back to us, or credited back to us. And then there was £4.5 billion that was part of the abatement. So we were left with £11 billion for 2018. That's a long way away from the £300 billion that Boris Johnson's been talking about. So where are we today? Well, we've had Theresa May try to get her deal put through. It's been thrown out so many times by the government. She then resigned, and then Boris was brought in as our Prime Minister. And he has actually got a new deal. He's got rid of the backstop, which was the problem that everybody was complaining about. But now we're at a stage where they've got to vote through his deal. And Labour, for whatever reasons, Jeremy Corbyn is playing, to me, he's playing a game where he wants it his way. He wants to have a ruling that we will leave, or we won't leave, without a deal. And he's saying that he won't have a general election until that has been dealt with. Well, Boris has called his bluff, and he's saying that he wants a snap election for the 12th. Apparently today the Liberal Democrats have agreed to having a snap general election, but they have a different date. I think it's the 9th, maybe the other way around, I'm not quite sure. But that leaves Labour on the back foot. I mean, I wonder why Jeremy Corbyn is sort of wanting to have a general election under his rulings. What is he afraid of? I must admit, something I've heard him mention quite a number of times is that if we leave the EU, America is going to come in and it's going to buy off our National Health Service. In the House of Commons the other day, he actually said the words that they would come knocking on our door to try and buy our NHS. I can't imagine that any government that gets into power would allow our NHS to be sold off to America, so we become a privatised system, a bit like how it is in America, where you've got to have kind of insurance cover or hospital insurance cover. I can't imagine that we would go down that road with any government. but there is the opportunities to do deals. And the whole idea about this is that coming out of the EU, we're able to make our own laws and we can control the flow of immigration. And there are deals to be had with other countries. So is it as bad as what everybody else is making it out to be? Is Boris telling us the truth that, you know, it is all going to be rosy if we leave the EU? If we don't leave the EU, then we're just going to be tied in even deeper with the EU. One thing I've noticed is that it seems to be that it's Germany and France that seem to be doing most of the talking for the EU. All the other countries seem to be sort of following behind them. And I suppose at the end of the day, the EU has been backed up or propped up by the UK, Germany and France. Losing us will have a great effect on the EU. The problem is for the UK and the people is that we don't know how it will affect us if we leave, because it's not something that's been tried and tested by another country. So we've got nothing to look at to see how it might affect us. What I find interesting is that when I see the adverts on the evening when I'm watching television and all the sort of supermarkets are still offering deals on food and clothing, discounts and what have you. If we're in such a bad situation that we're going to be getting ourselves into, why are companies still advertising discounts on food? So us leaving the EU is a whole new ball game for us. It can be exciting, maybe, as Boris says it's going to be. It could be a nightmare. But with all that's going on, with all the talks that are going on and all the arguments that are going on within the House of Commons, the pound still seems to be holding itself. That hasn't fallen. Even though that, you know, we're at this point now where supposedly it will either get voted through or it won't get voted through, and we have this choice that we might leave without a deal, or we have this snap general election and then we see what happens then. And the interesting fact is with the election, let's just say for the sake of it that Labour actually won that snap election. What is their deal going to be? And then how are they going to vote it through the House of Commons if they have all of the Conservative Party voting against their mandate for leaving? We're going to be back to square one again. Our government is in such a ruck that there's such a divide because they either have their own ambitions on what they want to do. I think Jeremy Corbyn definitely has that. He seems to sort of very dodge questions and interviews regarding what he would do if he was made Prime Minister. So that would be an interesting thing to see what would happen if Labour did actually get in on a snap election. If they Conservatives win and they get a majority, then they should be able to get the deal through. If they don't get a majority, and then they've got to sign up with the DUP or the SNP or the Scottish Parliament, again, we're going to be back to square one where the deal just won't go through. So at the moment, according to the news at 1 o'clock this afternoon, we could have an extension up to 31st of January next year. That's just, to me, that's again another huge delay, which is something that Boris said that he would not accept. We would leave on the 31st. I think, like with all things, they say what they're going to do, and actually when it comes to doing it, they can't actually do it because they get held back for one reason or another. So we're in that limbo stage now of the deal gets voted through, and there's some slight amendment to it within the time period, or Boris is going to call a snap election, and Labour is going to have to go with it because the SNP and maybe the DUP and Scottish will also back for a snap election. And that's going to leave Labour on the back foot, and they're going to have to really pull something out of the bag to win over the people. I personally do not have confidence in Jeremy Corbyn as being our Prime Minister. There's so many things about him that I worry about. I think it's his way and his approach with things that can be very damaging for this country if Jeremy Corbyn, and I don't think, and that's the other thing, the MPs in the Labour government don't actually have full backing with him anyway. It's only the party members that seem to have the backing for Jeremy Corbyn. The MPs seem to be dubious about what his role would be and what he would do as Prime Minister. So that's going to have another problem for Labour to sort out if there's a snap general election. So I guess we just have to watch this space now and see what happens. Will we get a deal before Christmas? I don't know. What do you think? Will there be a general election? Who will you vote for? You know, these are the choices that we currently, as the people, have. We haven't got much control and we haven't got much time. And I don't think we want to see Brexit going on for another 3 years. And the other thing about all this is that all the important things that the government should be dealing with, like housing, social care, sorting our country out and the everyday running of our country, it all seems to be put on hold. And they need to get to grips with this so that we can get on with normal life and get through this process. And it's not going to be a quick change overnight. You know, it's going to take months for the final sort of push with details and sorting out the agreements and the contracts for imports and exports between the UK and the rest of Europe. So we just need to decide, are we going to leave the EU or are we not going to leave the EU? That is the question. And I guess that's the question that's for today, tomorrow, the next day, and every other day for the rest of this year. So thank you for listening once again. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you have any comments, please post them, and I look forward to answering. What's your views on what's going on? I know we've been through this for a long time now, and maybe you're already sick and tired of hearing stories about Brexit or people talking about Brexit. Maybe I've just shed some light on the different aspects that you might find interesting and have views on. So thanks once again for listening. Please subscribe to my podcast. Until next time, thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.